Radio 1.
8 bus. Ah, now look, Just. I want you to prepare yourself for a shock.
Oh, no. You're not going to ask me to mend another fuse, are you?
No. It's worse than that. We're writing you out of the show.
But it's my show!
No, I don't want any arguments. I'm typing the script out now. The smouldering cigarette end in the studio waste paper bin sent wisps of grey smoke dreamily upwards. Suddenly, without warning...
Wait a minute! Who's going to replace me?
Oh, we got a new man for that. St. John Smoothie Chops. He's got everything. 6 Lamborghinis, Boeing 727, country mansion. As a matter of fact, his agent's calling me back any time now to finalise the arrangements. Where was I? Adrian gasped as the flames started licking round the equipment. Hello?
Hello, it's Morris Greed here, St. John Smoothie Chops manager.
Ah!
Now listen, he wants to start next week.
Yes?
He wants a 2-year contract.
Yes?
And he wants £1,500 a show.
Ah. Suddenly, a miracle happened. A torrential downpour had the blaze out in seconds, and Adrian Just was saved to do another series.
No danger of me being written out, mate. I've been taking lessons from a clairvoyant and a contortionist, and can now foresee my own end.
Boom, boom!
Afternoon all. Don't worry, it gets better. I hope. Yes, indeedy. One of the hottest waxings around at the moment. Favourite shirts from Haircut
100.
Thank you. And speaking of haircuts...
Afternoon, sir. Afternoon, Sammy. Oh, you just come right, sir. Well, what's it to be?
A bit off the top and sides, please. A shampoo, a blow wave, and a shave, if you would.
Right, sir.
Are we all set?
All done. Oh, it's lovely. Thank you very much.
Now, what about the lad, sir?
Give him a short back and side, will you? I'm just popping next door to the bookies.
Right.
Well, Sonny, looks like your dad's forgotten all about you.
Oh, that bloke weren't my dad. He just walked up to me outside and said, come on, let's go and have a free haircut.
Reminds me of the bloke a few years back who went in the barbers and he said, give us a Tony Curtis. Shaved all his hair off just like an egg. He says, you idiot. Tony Curtis doesn't have his hair cut like that. He said he wouldn't do it if you came here. Onward with the Four Tops.
She used to be everything to me when she was my girl. When she was my girl, I held her near, told her how much I cared when she was my girl. When she was my girl, when she was my girl.
When she was my girl. If you just tuned in, good afternoon. You're more than welcome. It's Radio 1 here with the Adrian Just radio programme.
This is a real radio programme?
Yes, of course.
It is unusual.
What do you mean?
We've had letters, you know.
Fan letters?
Threatening letters.
And now we present Great Moments in American History. This week, Paul Revere.
Did you hide that? The British are coming.
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Oh, well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have. Amen. Boom. Glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, listen, everybody, I'm talking to you. The Lord is coming for to carry you through. You better get ready, and I'm telling you why. The Lord is coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary and the lonely and sad. They're gonna get to heaven on the things they've had. How you gonna feel about the things you say on that judgment day? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Boom, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. We're gonna be recorded for the things we've done.
Right.
When we get to heaven and the promised land, then we'll understand. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
I don't want to go just yet. It's Elvin Stardust and the new one. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time up there. Reminds me of the Irish cricketer who was banging on the pearly gates.
Nothing, my son. Is there anything that I should know before you enter?
As a matter of fact, there's something which has troubled me for a long time.
And what is that?
Well, some years ago, when Ireland played at Lords, I opened the innings, sir, and I survived an appeal for catch it for a slip. I knew I'd touched the ball, but as luck would have it, I stayed on, sir, and made 280.
And did Ireland win?
Yes, sir. We won by an innings and 22 runs.
Then think nothing more of it, my son. You can enter the gates.
Oh, thank you, St. Peter, thank you.
Oh, by the way, I'm not St. Peter. I'm St. Patrick.
Sounding more like St. Michael to me, the patron saint of underwear. This is magic, the Pretenders.
You're there with me. I go to see.
and imagine that you're there with me.
Isn't that just the absolute bee? The Pretenders, and I go to sleep.
Nearly off there for a minute.
Well, of course, the first problem is finding something to sleep on. And if you're shopping for a new bed these days, the choice is enormous.
Harold, it's the round one.
Yeah, no, that's the one we've been talking about.
It's no good. Goes all the way down to the floor.
Well, most modern beds do so.
Well, where do you put the Edgar Allan, then?
The Edgar Allan. Oh, I see. Well, we naturally assume that people have separate arrangements for that sort of thing.
Well, we haven't. Not inside the house, anyway.
I'll just sit there and shut up. What is that one over there?
Ah, yes, now, this is a waterbed.
A waterbed?
Yes, look at this.
Clothing!
Yes! The whole thing is full of water. It's really incredibly comfortable. And then, of course, it can be plugged into the electric circuit in order to warm the water in the winter.
Oh, that's good. You can make your breakfast without getting out of bed. If you put a tap on it, you could make your tea as well.
No, I'm afraid not.
That is most comfortable. It's a sort of a rubbery feeling.
At least you won't have any trouble with bed bugs. It'll drown them.
I am, to say the least, most impressed. There is just one thing, though. I mean, what's it like for... I mean, can you? Is it... does it interfere with...
Well, it's very relaxing, eases bodily tension, medically therapeutic.
Yeah, I know, but until you get used to it... I mean, is it difficult to...
How's it for crumpet?
Crumpet?
Do you have to keep one foot on the floor?
I don't think I've ever met such a crude man in my life.
It's interesting he should mention bed bugs, because I saw him last week shaking a blanket outside his house. So what are you doing? That won't kill him. He said, I know. It'll make them dizzy for tonight.
I'm
about you, but I think that's one of the best ones he's done for a long time. Rod Stewart and Tonight I'm Yours.
Oh, I like that.
Contain yourself, Gladys. We're supposed to be a cultural program, you And to prove it, we're going to have a look now at the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, starting with their industry. And one of their biggest concerns was general chariots.
Okay, the meeting is now in order. You fellas in the back there, you want to knock it off? Yeah, let's put down the grapes and send the girls back to the kitchen, huh? Well, fellas, I guess I don't have to tell you that General Chariot is not too happy with the sales picture. Now, we think our big problem is promotion. Now, we brought in one of the top sales promoters in the business, Flavius here. Flav, you want to stand up? I'm sure you're all familiar with Flavius's work. As you know, the Colosseum was really losing a lot of money until Flav stepped in and brought in the Wild Animal Acts. And as you know, it's doing turn-away business right now. It's really one of the great promotional campaigns of our time. Incidentally, it's a great, great place to take your friends, or to see your friends, depending on how carefully you pick your friends. Fellas, the chariot business has really undergone some major changes. We got to modernize our thinking. Now, this is 421 B.C. But we're going to have to look ahead to 420. Now, Flav here has suggested maybe one year we stick some fins on it. The next year we'll stick some holes in the side, 3-4 holes. Then, Herminius, you have a question there? Will the holes in the side have any practical value? Yeah, they're going to keep us in business, Herminius, is what they're going to do.
More from them in a mo, but first the pearls and
Vini Vidi Vici.
Thank you.
One we had to blow the cobwebs off.
The Pearls, putting the female point of view on You Came, You Saw, and You Conquered. Meantime, back at General Chariot's, business appears to be booming.
The ad campaign is out for next year, and it really looks exciting, I don't mind telling you. Now, the advertising people have come up with an idea which I think is really great. for every gladiator who kills a lion, we're going to give him a new general chariot. And, of course, we'll get a lot of... You have another question there, Herminius? Well, what would a lion do with a chariot, Herminius? Yes, I have a question. Oh, you'd like to leave? You have an appointment? Well, yes, go ahead. I'm just about to terminate the meeting. Now, I think we can look... You'd like to borrow what? What, the knife? Oh, there you are. I think we can... You're welcome, Brutus. Now, a lot of the dealers have been complaining about the little chariot the Huns have come out with, and so we're adding... We're adding a compact chariot. We're going to stick the horses in the back on this one. Not only will it give us better traction, but it also gives the driver a nicer view.
Must have been terrible courting in Roman times, you know.
Darling, where have we stopped?
We've run out of A.
They'd never believe it, would they?
Vangelis on a little look at the Roman Empire and Chariots of Fire. This is the BBC BC, and we'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Mad Marcus for quality used chariots. The finest selection in Rome. Mad Marcus just opposite the Forum. Getaway people go to Mad Marcus.
You'll be happy and gay on the Appian Way with a chariot from Mad Marcus.
Remember, Tempus Fuji!
The best music!
National Radio 1!
Yes, Radio 1, the happier way to spend your day. Now here's Paper Lace for prospective emperors everywhere. Billy, don't be a Nero.
Watching
walking down a long main street, the soldier blues trailing behind. I looked across and there I saw Billy waiting to go and join the line. And with her head upon his shoulder, his young and lovely fiancée. From where I stood I saw she was crying, and through her tears I heard her say, Billy, don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life. Billy, don't be a hero,
come back and make me your wife.
And as Billy started to go, she said,
keep your pretty head low.
Billy, don't be a hero,
come back.
The soldier blues were trapped on a hillside, the battle raging all around. The sergeant cried, we've got to hang on, boys, we've got to hold this piece of ground. I need a volunteer to ride out and bring us back some extra men. That day, the letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Every time I hear that song, I get a lump in my wallet.
Paper lace and Billy, don't be a hero.
No danger of that in Roman times, you know. Heroes were a bit thin on the ground. Mind you, there were plenty of slaves about. But, ah, here comes one now.
My name is Frigidius Maximus. The girls call me Frigid Maxi for short. But not for long.
But just then a scuffle broke out, and one of the poor shackle wretches broke free.
Now, listen to me, all of you. I am Connecticut Seagull. I come from Wales.
I can see you don't come from sardines, Jim.
I, for one, will never surrender to the might of Rome. I'll fight them uphill and down, Mrs. Dale.
Wait a minute, how did I take you prisoner then?
I was in the bath. One day a year they could catch me with my socks off.
What are you going to do then, Caractacus? How can we file through these chains?
How?
How? Yes.
This evening I received a cake from a friend. And guess what's inside?
You mean that?
Yes. Raisins.
It was at this point that we were going to play Ian Dury and Raisins to be Cheerful. But instead, we head back to the action.
Excitement is rising here at the Colosseum, and here comes the Emperor Nero. The crowd is rising, they're genuflecting at him, but he's brushing it off. Beside him is his good lady wife, Popeye.
Popeye.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Nero, I'm so excited. When do the games start?
Later. We've got to watch this boring lot first. See one gladiator eaten by a lion and you've seen them all. Myself, I'd sooner go home and fiddle.
dirty perisher.
Oh, blimey. Well, let's ask this lady. Excuse me, madam. What do you think of Nero's administration?
I can't stand the rain.
Oh, I see.
Against my window. Bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain. Against my window. Because he's not here with me.
Everybody in Pompeii, that's Eruption. And I can't stand the rain.
I can't stand the rain.
Well, I can't stand the suspense. So let's get back to the Colosseum and see what's happening backstage.
Oh, no, let's have a look at the program.
Oh, that's a good program.
Yeah.
What is that type of the bill?
Oh, it's got a lovely opening act. Let me see now. Captive East Finchley Boy Scout will fight four starving lions.
I do not like this lion game.
All right, baby.
Let me out of here.
You coward, Blue Bottle. Face it like a man.
Yes. Well, look at the encore there. Caractacus Seagun will be strangled by a gorilla.
Oh, shut up. It was perfectly quiet till you came along.
Is this your first fight, son?
Well, yes, it is, but I'm ready. I whetted the edge of my sword.
Yeah, well, it takes some of us that way.
No! Don't panic, everybody! I've got a plan. We'll overpower the guards.
Yes!
All right, I'll take my boots off.
Keys and make our way down to the Tiber.
What's the Tiber?
Abbas Dino.
Between you and me, I'm not surprised he declined and fell after that lot.
Promise me your lips are mine. Josephine, tonight's the time. I will squeeze and hold you tight. Like each kiss with the dynamite. Yes, tonight, Josephine, yes, tonight, everything, Josephine, will be all right. Well, I'm gonna give my heart to you, don't ask me if I love you, did you know it's true tonight, Josephine, yes, tonight. I ain't looking from the start, I will keep you in my heart.
wish you would try. Yes, tonight, Josephine. Yes, tonight. And knock me out. Yes, tonight, Josephine. Yes, tonight.
The Jets, concluding our look at ancient Rome. And next week we'll be looking at ancient Greece in a survey of motorway calves. And that was called Not Tonight, Josephine. Shades of Napoleon. Well, behind every great man there's a great woman, so they say. Except in America, of course, where it's more likely to be a presidential aide.
Right, fire away. Mr. Wiley, there.
Yeah, Mr. President, what do you intend as your first move now that the election is over?
I think perhaps the president should be allowed to answer that in his own good time. There's no point jumping the gun, though, is there? Miss Deepwell.
This one's for the president.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Very well, sir. How do you feel about your victory?
Oh, well, it's no big deal, is it, really? One guy wins, the other loses. Who gives a damn, for Christ's sakes? Next question.
What about energy?
He's got lots of it. Don't be so dumb insulting you.
Gentlemen, please, excuse me. I feel
like... Look, excuse me, sir. It will be altogether more orthodox if you only answer direct questions.
I am perfectly capable of answering any question that may be asked of me.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, the 40th president of the United States awaits your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Fire away.
Right, very well. Mr. Tucker, you asked me about my feelings on racial relations.
Yes, sir.
My feelings...
are entirely immaterial.
...are that for the past 200 years, the American people have conjoined...
with each other.
...with each other in a great quest for...
harmony.
Harmony.
Democracy.
Democracy.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Crumbly candy bars.
Crumbly candy bars.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It's incredible, isn't it?
That a cretin such as...
that a cretin such as this...
should become president of the United
should
States.
Should become president.
I like Johnny Carson's views on the subject. He said, have you noticed you never see Reagan speaking when Haig's drinking a glass of water? More news and music from the States between 2 and 4 with Jonathan King and Paul Gambaccini, respectively.
Lady, 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 lady.
Oh,
come here and lie.
Sorry, we haven't got the warm sunshine to go with it. The Beach Boys and Lady Linda. As opposed to Lady Lawdown. Talking of ladies, here's a cautionary little tale.
Yeah, it's very good of you to invite me round for tea, Lady Pinklington.
Well, think nothing of it, child. We do our best to give the underprivileged children a treat now and again.
I see you keep your house nice and clean. Glenn, the nurse, is next to godliness, you know.
Yes. How quaint.
Tell me, is your husband working?
Working? Of course he is. What a strange question.
And are you both keeping off the drink?
Drink? What an impertinent little girl you are. When you're out visiting, you must behave like a lady.
But I do. When the ladies visit our house, they always ask them questions.
Adrian Just is currently appearing in Mother Goose.
Should have told you all I wanted was to have some fun.
At the Alhambra Penzance.
But you wanted me to be the permanent one. The only words you wanna hear it, do you
this man. It's my clumsy way of saying that we should be stopping those wedding bells. Those wedding bells. I'm like a square peg in a round hole. I don't belong here, baby. Don't need a fanfare or a drum roll to tell you, baby.
Just love that edit.
Was to have some fun. But you wanted me to be the permanent one. Oh, I do it, but the pleasure isn't worth the pain. We'd ride a track before we got on the train. Can't you hear the sound of heartstrings snapping under the strain?
Heart-rending story of frustrated youth from Godley and Cream and wedding bells.
By the way, honey, you married a single?
Married five times.
Five times? Wedding bells must sound like an alarm clock to you.
And you should have seen the receptions. It didn't clear the table, they covered it up with a sheet. Mind you, these American chappies don't hang about, you know. I remember that lot that were stationed in Cheam.
Guess what? I'm getting married.
Stone me, they've only been here 2 hours.
It was love at first sight. He swept me off my feet.
What was he driving, a bulldozer?
Mrs. Alphonse G. Paparelli.
Pardon?
That'll be me, Griselda Paparelli the Third.
Has he got two others, then?
Well, he's been divorced twice. They didn't understand him.
Quite frankly, if he's going to marry you, neither do I.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Isn't it marvellous? Stick a chewing gum and two packets of long fags and she's gone.
But he's told me all about himself. He's got a huge country mansion ready for me. 10,000 head of cattle and 3 oil wells.
Where?
His hometown, Brooklyn.
Oh. What a woman. She's been left at the altar so many times, she's got elbow patches on her wedding dress.
Problems, and I end up talking to myself.
I've had the biggest hand in my own downfall, 'cause I wanted to believe your lies. They told me you had terminal indifference, and I told them I thought you were nice. I don't wanna let my feelings show.
I can't help myself.
I wish I'd never let you know.
I can't help myself.
Don't wanna let my feelings show. Don't wanna let my feelings show.
I can't help myself.
Wish I'd never let you know.
I can't help myself.
Don't wanna let my feelings show.
I can't help myself.
I should have had the sense to go.
That's Lynx and the new one, I Can't Help Myself, But I Pleaded the Headaches. And that's your lot for this week, I'm afraid. See you again same time next. Meantime, it's ta-ra from me, Adrian Just, and ta-ra from your illustrious producer, Ron Belgier. And leave you this week with an encouraging thought. Periscope makers, is business looking up?